Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Vesta Angels Tarot and also Vesta Angels Enterprises Incorporated. This is going to be for the zodiac sign of Virgo. For my Vesta scopes, I did a zodiac roll call. Is that something that I do on my particular channel? And at the end, I left off with Leo, and then my phone died. Okay, so Virgo was the last one, and I'm going to put a link to the zodiac roll call video, and in case you want to listen to the other 12, because you do have a rising or ascendant, if you want to call it, Virgo may not be your sun sign, okay? Virgo may be your Venus or your Jupiter, okay? So I just want to go ahead and put the Virgo read out. I'm gonna put the link in the description box or either the comment box, okay? So that you can go and look at the zodiac roll call. Maybe your loved one is one of the other 11, okay? And so you would need to look at that. One of my subscribers, she's so sweet. Shout out to Naturally Nature. She timestamped for you all, okay? So at least give a thumbs up for her and for me, okay? Because this takes a lot of energy to do this. Okay. Some of you also may be connected to a Cancer Virgo. Okay. Yeah. Some of you Virgos, you're connected to a Cancer. You can have Cancer in your chart. Your loved one or whoever you're thinking about can exude the energy of a Cancer, okay? They don't necessarily have to be one, but they can love family very much. Family is important to them. They can be very emotional sometimes. If you notice during the full moons, sometimes their emotions can be eradicated. They could be okay the first 15 days of the month, and then closer toward that full moon, like a waxing on, waxing off, their emotions also can change. They don't necessarily wear their heart on their sleeve. A Cancer can love you and you won't even know it, okay? So I'm just putting that out there because I just did a personal reading. If you want to go and look at that, the only rule I have about that is please don't put any thumbs down on anybody's personal reading, okay? So it's going to say personal reading for Cancer, personal reading for Taurus, November the 1st. Okay. Bottom of the deck is yoga in reverse. So Virgo, it's like you are needing to get your chakras in line. It says get more information, but it may be like you are not doing that. Okay. For some of you, it may be like, okay, is this person truly my heart desire? Okay, what is your true heart's desire? Whatever it is, get more information on it. Okay, that can be talking to that person. Where do we sit in this relationship? What are we going to do? Do you want to move forward? Do you want to go together? Okay, do you want to go together is a real old school. Remember, for y'all older people, you remember we used to do in school, write it on a piece of paper, fold it up, and tell our best friend, okay, pass it down, okay, and pass it down to the other person that you're thinking about, yeah, okay? If you need to go old school with that, then do it. Some of y'all new people, y'all may not know what I'm talking about because y'all use, what, DM and text message, right? Okay? But go after your true heart's desire, right? You have the freedom to. You know, if this person is a Cancer and they're not really showing or expressing their emotions to you, it's up to you. Feel free to do what you choose. Okay? But we're going to get in more information, okay? But whatever it is, it will start to become unhealthy to you. Your yoga card is in reverse. Okay? Now, some of you also may have a calling in teaching yoga. Maybe you stopped doing yoga and you need to get back into it. Stretching, any type of exercising also will strengthen your heart chakra, because to me, heart's desire is linked to your heart chakra. And Leos rule the fifth house of heart, right? So some of you, it could be a Leo, but you think they're Cancer. A brought up under there is your divine order. Some of you also can have Libra in your chart or picking up your next door neighbor as Libra. In the Zodiac roll call, make sure you listen to the Libra message. So everything is how it needs to be right now. Look past the illusion and see the underlying order. So this needs to happen right now, Virgo, not in the near future. Okay? The answer will be a yes for most of you. Okay? This is a general reading, so I have to say all type of scenarios. Some of you also, you're getting things balanced with the Libra card that I just seen and with your chakra card. It's up to you to balance your life right now to get things in order. Okay? Now, if you're waiting on some type of information as far as a lawsuit, a settlement, information from the government, it's coming. Okay? You soon will be able to receive that information that you're looking for. Now, your next card is crystals. Some of you may need to wear lavender. Okay? If you wear it, ladies, as a perfume, lavender in your bath. I also sell lavender sea salt bath on my website. Okay? It's very good as a cleansing. I wish that y'all would have known this, to do this for the October 31st moon. Okay? It was a blue moon. But right now, your energy is to focus and to align yourself. Synergy is at the bottom of your deck. Soon is going to cause for you to act. Okay? And it's up to you to, you're free to act, and some of you may not act. So it's like making a decision. What is it that you want to do? And this is a Zodiac roll call, Virgo, so it's not going to be very long. Let me put one on your yoga. Bottom of the deck is Crossroads. Now, remember this card, okay? And when you look at the Zodiac roll call, see who had this, okay? It was either Capricorn or Aquarius, okay? Now, Virgos, you always link up with Aquarius. A lot of you Virgos have Aquarius in your chart, okay? So it's like you're at a crossroads, Virgo, okay? It's time for you to choose so you can continue on your path to walk your journey, all right? Some of you may have multiple choices in life that can be jobs, in education. It can be relationship, people that you're dating. Do you want to move to this city or to that city or out of state? Some of you on the other side of the world. Do I want to travel right now? Free will, again, uh-huh. Free will right here. Free will and freedom. So it's like it's up to you, Virgos. Opportunities, when the options. It's time to decide. You need to focus. Some of you are really dealing with a Cancer. Oh my gosh. Some of you, it may have to decide on marriage. I've never had this to come out in my spread before. I think maybe one time, but I didn't. Okay, it's the same deck, but they have two different rings in here. One can be a type of engagement, and one can already be right here in a marriage or a long-term commitment, okay? So some of you, this may be something that you are focusing on, which is to obtain marriage in your future. And some of you may be in a third-party situation. I have it right here. You see it says love triangle down at the bottom. Another person involved, someone else's influence, outside party, arrival, and third party triangle. Okay? So the person you're dealing with may be a desire, but they also may be married, Virgo. Okay? Or you're the one that's married. And it's like, it's time to make a choice. Do I stay in this commitment, or you do have free will. Okay? Or do I not take my free will choice and stay in this commitment, agreement, and or marriage? Now, this card is being the double rings. It does says agreement, a pact, a contract, partnership, trust, alliance, commit, a cycle, continue, closure, promised, a bond. So some of you are needing to get information or more information, waiting on more information about an agreement. It can be a business partnership that you're thinking about. Do you want to be an entrepreneur yourself, or do you want to obtain and have partners? Okay. Talking to this other person, getting to some type of agreement, a pact. Can you trust this person? Okay. Will this person be some type of alliance to you? Do you actually want to commit to this person? Are they asking you to marry them? Okay. But it's all about the color of lavender. Okay. If you work with crystals and stones, again, if you don't have any crystals or stones, gentlemen and ladies, nobody's going to see. Okay. If you have some lavender or purple socks, wear them when you go to bed. If you get home from work or something like that, if you're cutting the grass, if you're cleaning up the garage or the house, put on a purple shirt. It's going to help you to focus. It's going to help your crown chakra to open up, to give you the answers, okay, that you're looking for. Lavender, you know how we have the automatic mist things in your home? Put some of the liquid of lavender in there. I know I have it all over my house. Again, you can purchase some lavender buds, put them in your bath, okay? If you're choosing a room spray, choose lavender. It's all type of ways to incorporate lavender into your life, okay? But that's what you need right now. Now, the diamond ring is proposal, engagement, a promise, partnership, agreement, taking it to the next level, marriage, and union. So even if you don't have this as an alliance right now, this is coming to you in your future, but you're going to need to focus, okay? It's also telling you to help to change your energy and vibration, thank you, angels, so that this can come in, okay? If you are involved in a third-party situation right now, it can be a choice that you need to make from an agreement or something that you had with one person and wanting to be engaged or do some type of proposal. To take something just to the next level. Maybe you've been dating this person and now you want to try and move in together. Okay, crossroads. You may think about traveling to this person for a sense of proposal or engagement. It does says multiple choice. Okay. Free will, opportunity. The opportunity is yours. Now, your other card is the island. Some of you are feeling very isolated, acting very isolated, solo. Okay, so you can be alone right now and don't have or think about an ex. Okay, but it is something or more information you need to get regarding some type of contract. So if you're thinking about moving, make sure you pay attention. It is Mercury retrograde. Okay, and I always tell everybody, please, if you can avoid it, do not sign any contract during Mercury retrograde. Wait until Mercury goes direct, okay? Because if you do something for pertaining to a contract, and it's saying get more information, after Mercury goes direct, you're going to have to come back to it and relook over it, redo it, okay? Advise back over it again, okay? But for a lot of you, you can be partaking in a separation, right now. You're feeling lonely. You're feeling like standoffish, okay? But you are on an island, so it's up to you, Virgo, to take yourself off of this island. You have the freedom to do so if you want. If you want to stay isolated and stay away from this person that is making you a third-party situation, even though they are your true heart's desire, have some type of conversation with this person, okay? Come to some type of agreement. If not, if they cannot make a promise or an agreement or establish some type of contract with you, then you need to focus on yourself. Now, your Lily card, the last one, is getting and feeling established, having and keeping that ambition, learning and going through this experience, okay? You're developing and achieving more when it comes to yourself. And be the maturity level that you are, okay? You also can be telling this person that, you know, you want this relationship to go to the next maturity stage or level. And this person may be involved, or even if they are not in a commitment, it can be that they just want to have their freedom and to continue to date. Okay? And it's like, okay, well, if you want to do that, then I'm finna isolate myself from you. And this is what my freedom is. This is what I choose to do. All right. Thank you so much, Virgos, for watching. And I'll see you tomorrow for Vestascope. Make sure you like, subscribe, and even share. And thank you so much. Bye-bye.